We've gathered here this morning to meet with God. Amen? Yeah. So I want you to focus on one thing this morning as we get into worship and the prayer and the word. You know, say, Lord, I want to meet with you. All right? So it's coming on a Sunday is not a matter of an obligation. You know, I have to go to church every Sunday. But it's saying, Lord, will you speak to me, Lord? Would you work in my heart? Would you touch me? Can we do that? Yeah, that's what we were aiming for this morning. Today we are, many people are not here this morning. And so Nawaz and Lasia are off at a women's conference in Goa, yeah, organized by Movement Day. There are many others who are unwell. Sundar and Hazel are off on a family, whole family is coming together. And so we are few, so the rest of us will have to pull things through this morning. Amen. Yeah, so get ready to pray, to prophesy, to read scripture. And we've got an abridged band this morning, but we have Conrad with us who's going to play the guitar and sing. And so we're going to support them fully. Amen. All right, over to Sam, who's going to lead us.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So we are meeting after 2 weeks, right? How many of us have been waiting for this day? I have been waiting. And yesterday itself, we started thanking God that we're going to meet. It's great to get together and worship Jesus together, right? So, sorry. Okay, like Colin already said, you know, when we come together, God's presence is already here, but are we ready to meet with Him? He is longing to meet with us. But the question is, do we want to meet with Him? Yes, right? Okay, so I'm quickly going to read from Psalm 100. This is a beautiful psalm, and especially in TPT version, it's really nice. Lift up a great shout of joy to Yahweh. And it says, go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. Go ahead and do it. Let's give a shout out, whatever it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, yes, we thank you, Jesus, yes. Worship Yahweh with gladness. Sing your way into His presence with joy. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping Yahweh, our God. Isn't it? It's a great privilege this morning to worship Jesus. For He is our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass through His open gates with the password of praise. Come right into His presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His beautiful name. For Yahweh is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And He is famous for His faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promises to every generation. Isn't this beautiful? This is who our God is. He is faithful through generations. We'll be amazed when we meet with Him. We'll be amazed to just stand in His presence and enjoy His presence and to just receive His love that He's constantly showering upon us. So this morning, who is ready to give thanks and worship Jesus for who He is? Shall we stand? Like Colin said, you can feel free to pray, to shout out a praise, or you can read a verse from the scripture, or even when we have a break, you can share a testimony. It's been 2 weeks, so I'm sure there's so much to thank God for His goodness and faithfulness, right? So be ready to share. Yep.
Above all things. Forever.
Yes, Lord. We are thankful, Lord, for the very air that we breathe at this moment, Lord. We are alive, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. We are alive because of only your love and faithfulness, Lord. Your faithful hand is always upon us, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. And your mercies are new every morning, Lord. We go to bed, we go to sleep in the hope of waking up because you're a faithful God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you for calling us out of darkness. We thank you for choosing us. And we thank you for sending your only Son to die on that cross, to suffer and die on that cross for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the perfect sacrifice. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you that you see us through a different lens, Lord. You don't see us for what we do, but you see us as your loving children. Thank you, Father. It's come to a time of breaking of bread.
Good morning, everybody. We've come to a time of breaking of bread, and I'm reading from Titus 3, verses 4 to 8. Titus 3, chapter 3, verses 4 to 8. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. I just want to highlight 4 points here. First, the kindness and the love of God appeared to his creation when he sent his son Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that God demonstrates his love for us when he sent, because Jesus died for our sins. We didn't rescue ourselves. It was his kindness and love that saved us from our dead state. In his mercy, he decided to breathe life into our dead lives. And our works of righteousness don't save us. It is not because we go to church regularly, we give our tithes generously, pray faithfully, or read the Bible daily. These are wonderful works of righteousness, but none of these can save us. It is God who initiates our salvation, and we first received from him before we could give anything back to him. So today, as we partake of his body and blood, let us remember his kindness, his mercy that delivered us from death and into life. So this is for those of us who put our faith in Christ Jesus. And the bread represents his body, and the juice represents his blood. So I'll just take a moment to pray, and after I pray, I request the ushers to pass the bread and juice. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this time to come together as a body of believers to remember your work on the cross, Lord. We remember that it is your goodness and mercy that pulled us out of the grave, out of darkness, and you gave us eternal life, Lord. And we stand here redeemed because of your work on the cross. We thank you, Lord. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.
You're so good to me.
again. And should this life bring suffering, Lord, I will remember what Calvary has bought for me, both now and forever.
Let us all continue to worship our Lord with our giving. Let us turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke 6:38.